This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are so happy to be here with you again this month as we take this time to go deeper into the things that will bring us to our next level of empowerment and destiny fulfillment. With that being said, let's activate the success mind. Let's get ourselves in a posture of receiving, and let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in this moment, in this space, this sacred moment that has been granted to us this day, and we acknowledge our presence right here, right now. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we turn our focus and our attention inward, and we tap into that deep, vast reservoir of unlimited power, unlimited potential, unlimited ability to manifest your future, your destiny. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in the sacred moment and we turn our focus and our attention inward and we tap into our rich inner life of the kingdom of God within us, knowing that this same power that is within us flows out of us and it is all around us, and we are divinely connected. We are divinely aligned with our true power and our true purpose. And we make a commitment to move forward today into the world and to release the joy and the bliss that we have cultivated along with this supernatural power to create miracles everywhere we go. And we're so grateful and we're so thankful for another day, for another opportunity. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad. Come on, take one more good healing deep breath in. And let's open up our hearts and our mind and get ready to receive all that we are meant to receive today in this early morning empowerment virtual gathering. Beloved, I am so excited today. I'm so thankful. I am so grateful for another opportunity to just center and balance my life, look up and live, and move forward into all that I know that we have been called to in this season. We're continuing on where we laid a foundation yesterday in our global empowerment worship community. And I sent a note out to our community on Friday or Saturday. And I know it's been a while since I've written, but I had to address this issue, and I want to look into this and even take it broader this morning. And we were looking at the fact that so many people are going through what I call church depression. And over the last several months, I have been honestly at work looking for solutions to the challenges that so many people in our communities are facing today. from all the private sessions, the one-on-one coaching sessions that I've been having, one theme continues to come up over and over and over again, and that is going to church is depressing me. And that's when I came up with that quote-unquote term, church depression. So we have to be honest and take an honest look at this. One of the moving principles that you all know that I live by that's guiding me in this season, and that is to stay with truth, with a capital T, stay with love, and stay with the Holy Spirit. And we want to look at this because in this season, in order for you to get and maintain lasting breakthrough and go on into empowerment and destiny fulfillment, you're going to have to take time to be really honest with what you're going through, what you're dealing with, and what you're feeling. Now, don't get me wrong. As I said yesterday, you may love your church, love your pastor dearly, but still many people are recognizing that something is missing. Now, this is not for everybody, and this is not an indictment against church or against pastors, because we want to move from church depression into depression as a whole, take an honest look at it so that we're coming up out of that. Now, some of you may be having wonderful church experiences. You love going. You are fulfilled every time you leave. You are encouraged. You are inspired. You are growing by leaps and bounds. You're in your call. You're fulfilling your destiny. That is wonderful. That's the experience that you should be getting on a week-to-week basis. But for so many people, that is not the case. And now for over a year now, on Sundays at 10 o'clock, I've been holding that sacred space in our global empowerment community for people who are not in church right now, not going to church, refuse to go, whatever the reason was, I have been instructed to hold that space. So every Sunday at 10 a.m., we're right here on this line in our global empowerment worship community, holding the space, building you up, edifying you so that you can come to the absolute truth of who you are and what you are called to do. So one of the reasons so many people are experiencing what I call church depression is because there's been a major shifting that has taken place. And so many leaders, good leaders, either they don't realize a shifting has taken place, or they refuse to make the shift and they're struggling to continue with an old order that is no longer working. And so I hear this over and over again in private sessions. My breakthrough don't seem to last. I get a breakthrough, but I can't keep it. I still don't know what my purpose is, or I'm so ready to step out. I know what I need to do. I know what I'm called to do, but I don't know where to start. Or every time I step out, fear grips me and overwhelms me and paralyzes me until I end up not doing anything. I'm in a constant state of confusion. I don't know which way to go or what to do. Beloved, it is time for you to gain the absolute clarity that you need and the affirmation that you need that you are here to fulfill a divine purpose, and no one else can do that but you. I know that you're tired. You have to be tired of going through the same motions over and over again. You're continually confessing that this is my time, this is my season. But still, when you take an honest look, you don't see any real change. You have so many prophecies hanging over your life that you don't want to hear another word. You know that you are here for so much more. So I get it. I get you, because I know what it's like to go through life and be challenged, to be confused, and to not know what to do or what you should be doing, to be threatened by circumstances that seem to be out of your control. And I know that no one likes the feeling of being out of control. So what I've been doing this year, particularly, I've been quiet. We have not been doing a lot, is that just looking at workable, duplicatable solutions that can work for you. So as we began to share the underlying causes of your depression or even church depression, we want to help you to start getting real lasting results so that you can start living your life with joy And it is absolutely possible for you to live your life in joy and to be blissful every single day. You should not accept anything less than every day that you wake up and you open your eyes, you should be saying, "Good morning, sunshine." Rather, the sun is shining, I'm not meaning that you are happy, you are joyful, you are blissful. Not only that, on a physical level, you want your body to be in a condition where when you wake up in the morning, you're ready to spring out of bed. I live for that feeling. I rejoice all the days that I wake up and I just can spring out of bed and get ready to begin my day. That is a blessing, beloved. And I know none of you like that feeling of waking up and being tired, waking up feeling like you can barely drag yourself out of bed and then walk around all day long with that tired feeling on you. That just don't let you operate at your best, right? We don't want that. Those days should be few and far between. Just like your days of feeling low or having low energy or feeling sad or depressed, those should be few and far between. You should not be living your life with a constant steady stream of confusion and fear and doubt and worry. So I shared and laid down the script. Write this down from John 16:3-4. And we took our time to unpack this yesterday. So we'll make both of these audios available for you for immediate download from the website this week. Listen, it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, things that will happen in the future. Listen, he will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it unto you." Now, you're going to have to go back and get part one of this yesterday where I really unpacked this scripture. But for our purposes today, you must understand that we are in the evolution of the Word of God, meaning that you should be coming to another level of understanding the Word of God. The Bible says when you see a greater light, you walk into it. So if you travel a journey with me on Sundays in the Global Empowerment Community, then you understand perfectly where we are in this season and how we are understanding this next level of revelation and the Word of God. We're living out of Hebrews 6 that says that we're leaving the principles of the doctrine and we're going on to maturity, going on to perfection. Beloved, we have so much that have been given to us, and this Holy Spirit within, your God nature, your God spirit, whatever you want to call it. Remember, we don't want to get hung up on what we call things in this season. What we want to make sure is that we understand the essence of what it is that we're dealing with. So when we talk about our God self, our divine nature, this rich inner life of the kingdom of God that dwells within us, when you start understanding the essence of that. So what the writer here in John is saying is that your God self, the Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit within you is all knowing. It is all powerful. There is no limit on what you can tap into that is in this deep reservoir within you. And that is the Spirit of truth with a capital T. It's already in you. You're not waiting for it to come. But when we learn how to turn in and tap in and turn on and tune into the vibrational frequency of your God nature, every answer to whatever you're dealing with is there. And when you tap into the Spirit of truth, with a capital T. There's no error in that. There is no mistakes in that. You don't have to worry that you're hearing something erroneous because it's coming from the Spirit of Truth. It's coming from the realm of the Father, so to speak, so that you can understand it. And when you tap into that dimension and that realm of truth, you don't have to worry. You've been in church. You've been saved too long to still be wondering if what you're hearing is right or not. You see, why so many people are experiencing what I'm calling church depression in this season is because, number one, there have been several major shiftings that have taken place. And I shared that several weeks ago, that there were seven major shifts that have taken place. And many people are not moving with the flow of God. They're not moving with this wind of God. And they're operating according to an old order that's no longer working. They're trying desperately to hold on to what we've been doing for the last couple of hundred years. And God is saying, it's time to shift now. It's time to move. And the only thing that is happening, you don't have to be afraid. We are evolving into the supernatural, superhuman beings that we are here to be and to demonstrate to the world. We are here to heal the world. We're here to be a light in the world. We're here to be salt in this earth. We are the preservers. We are the ones that go forward and move out as trailblazers. We're the ones that should be setting the tone. And you've got to be fluid enough to move with the Holy Spirit when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. Because as the writer here in John says, that when you tap into the Spirit of Truth, it's only going to glorify God, because that Spirit of Truth is God. When you tap into truth, it's only going to allow you to receive or draw upon that which comes from God, because it is God. And you've got to realize and accept that that's within you. That is the power, that is the ability that's already within you. So when you tap into truth with a capital T, it's only going to reveal to you, declare to you, disclose to you, or transmit to you what is in the heart and mind of the Father. So you see why we get into trouble and why we run into the spirit of depression. Depression really means this. Anytime your true self, your God self, is being depressed or held down or pushed down, you're going to feel that in every fiber of your being. So when you are depressed and you're going through depression, or you're in what I call church depression, it's because the Spirit of Truth within you is revealing to you, calling to you to operate and express full truth in this season of your life. And either you're afraid, you're doubting it, because beloved, you know that this is true. When it's time for you to move forward and go to your next level, and you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within, and you are getting guidance and directions, some of the things that we do, as I stated yesterday, is that number one, we start doubting what we hear. Because you don't know if what you're hearing is right or not. And the reason for that is because our premise or our perception that we base our belief on how we see God is flawed, is faulty. And you're so afraid that when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, or you get instruction, or you get strategy for the next level of your life, you're so concerned that you're going to make a mistake, you're going to do something wrong, that God is going to be angry with you, you know you're going to miss out on something. You even think that it's the enemy most times, and it's not. And all of that, we have all of that fear because we believe that God is a God that's waiting to punish us. And that is just simply not the truth. God is not angry with you. He's not waiting to punish you. God wants to bring you to your best, highest, greatest self, the next big version of you that is time to emerge. Number two, the second reason why we get stuck and we go into depression is because Come on now, you have the idea, you see the vision, you know what's burning in your heart, you know what you want to do, but then you'll take a look out around you at your tribe, and you'll look at everybody else to see what they're doing. And if they're not doing what you're hearing in your spirit, then you'll back down and you'll become fearful and afraid, because now you're afraid you're not going to fit in. Now you're afraid you're going to stand out. Now you're afraid you're going to be judged. You're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be talked about. Some of us are afraid to follow what we're hearing, because that's leading to the next level of success. And some of you have a fear of success, because you're thinking that success is going to take you away from your tribe. That people are going to not want to be around you because you're successful. You will be amazed at the things that we're afraid of. When I was going through my own evolution and looking at success, one of the things that I was fearful about of success was the level of responsibility. I was afraid that I would not be able to handle the level of responsibility. But all of those things are false. And I want you to take a look at this and write this down. Anytime you are standing in your now and you look inwardly and you see the vision of your heart and in the imagination of your mind, you can see where it is that you want to go. But you stand back here and come up with all the reasons why you can't do it. We're living in fear. And they say that is the definition of being a loser, is to take yourself into defeat before you've even tried. To say no without even trying. To say it won't work without even giving it a chance. We don't want to do that in the season. So those are just two of the underlying issues of why we come into depression. The third reason that we come into depression is because you will not believe in the value of who you are. So we go through the whole ritual of who am I to do this? Who am I to say this? Who am I to start this? Nobody's going to want to listen to me. Who's going to buy my stuff? This is just silly. You don't have enough faith and belief in who you are. I shared with a group of people in business on this week that your business starts with your belief in who you are. Your agenda, your life purpose, no matter what it is, begins with your belief in who you are, period. Because, beloved, you will never rise to a level beyond what you believe about yourself. Let me say it another way. You will never be able to act inconsistently with who you believe you are. So it doesn't matter how much you say what you're getting ready to do and what you're getting ready to build and who you're getting ready to bless and what you know you're called to do. If you don't really believe that's who you are, if you don't genuinely believe that you are capable of doing that, you'll never do it. You'll never take the action steps to do it. So that leads us to this. This is why, no matter how hard you try sometime, you can't seem to get where you want to go. You can't seem to manifest what it is that you know you believe in your heart, or you can see in your heart you're supposed to do. So I want to make this real clear. Let me spend 2 more minutes here, so that we can get this, because this is going to be a major remedy that I'm going to help you develop moving forward, so that you can start seeing some changes, lasting changes in your life. So let's unpack this again. Your self-image, what you think and believe about you, is the foundation for everything you will do or not do. You can never act any differently than what you believe about yourself. So if you're confessing that you're a multimillionaire, but you don't believe that you have enough know-how, enough intelligence, enough ability to manage living at that level, you will never take the necessary steps to get there. And this can be frustrating. Trust me, I know what you're dealing with. This can be absolutely frustrating because you gather yourself up. I've been through this so many times. I remember telling some of my own private mentors and coaches, I played my best hand and I still came up empty. Can any of you identify with that? Have you played your best hand? Meaning you've done everything that you knew to do. You followed all the rules. You did what the expert said. You know, you did everything, but still you came up empty. You came up short. And so what we would do is say that, well, it must not be my time, or it must not be God's will. That is not the case. A couple weeks ago in the Global Empowerment Community, we released the word that there's always a yes in your atmosphere. God is saying yes and amen. The word of God tells us all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. So if we really believe that, then you've got to know that there's already a yes in your atmosphere, in your life. It's already a yes. If you, hear me very clearly, if you have the vision of it, you have the thoughts for it, you have the words for it, you've written it down, right? Write the vision and make it plain. All of that says to you, you already has a yes. You already have a yes. Yes has already been granted. But now, all of that, your vision, your dream of your business, of your ministry, of your community work, whatever it is, all that creativity that's in you, it begins with your belief in who you are. So you might not be aware of what your belief is and who you are. That's why we're going to have a masterclass this month and go on into the next 6 months of this year, taking care of these underlying issues, which is the easy part, it really is, and going on and laying out the groundwork so that by the time you get to December, you've already made strides, and then you're going into January next year, taking off running, building up the foundation that you're going to lay. So this may not be for everybody, but this is for people who you know that you're called for more. You know you should be doing more, but you just can't seem to get to that next place or that next level. You've got to learn to trust the voice of the Holy Spirit within. You've got to be willing to step out when you look around at everybody else and they're going one way, but you're called to go another way. When we left the physical pastoral part of the ministry, just the physical part of it, and I said I retired from full-time pastoral ministry, but no, that was just the physical part in a physical building. We've been in this virtual community now for over a year, and now it's time to regather and to regroup, right? But I'm not going back into what we left out of, because that's what we've been called out of. I had to make that step regardless of what everyone else is doing. And when I would share that with people, many people who are stuck thinking that your life is one-dimensional and you could only do one thing with your life, they couldn't understand it. But I understand it very well. So you will not evolve, you will not grow and advance to the full expression of who you're called to be if you're not willing that when you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within, leading and guiding you, disclosing, transmitting to you things that are from the realm of God, you will never get to who it is that you're called to and what you are here to do in this time and this season in your life. Because it is absolutely time to move on and to go forward. So I'm going to stop right there. There is so much more that we have to unpack with this, and we want to go on into our masterclass. If you have not gone to the website and put your email address in, just go to ilonasanders.com and click on the link on the side that says get your free gift. 5 Keys to Destiny Fulfillment. When you click on that, put your name and your email address in there. There's a free audio for you and some other free things. Do that so that you can keep up with this community, because I will be releasing by email the next masterclass this month, which is going to take place in just a couple of weeks here. But I want to make sure that you are keeping up with what we are doing in this global empowerment community to get you to your destination. I want to give a shout out to all of you all that are on the line today from Florida, from New York, from Ohio. I see Richmond, California, Cincinnati, Ohio, Durham, North Carolina. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our early morning empowerment. We are so grateful to have you with us here in this community. And I see Oklahoma City. Welcome, welcome, welcome to you. All right. I'm going to release you with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week. Join us right back here on the same line on Sundays at 10 a.m. If you're not in church, can't get to church for whatever reason, we're in our global empowerment community every Sunday at 10 a.m. And I am looking forward to bringing this group into our small group coaching, where we'll go through the rest of this year really getting strong and getting built up. You can email me at es@ElonaSanders.com. You can inbox me on Facebook at Ilona Sanders. That is my Facebook. I'm at The Deliverance Doctor on Twitter. Just follow me and we're going to do great things the next 6 months of this year. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you for many blessings for the rest of your day. Have a blessed day. Bye. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ElonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.